Welcome back, Brown Bear Media Podcast. I'm here with Ronan.
Hey man, hold on, let me do some talking.
Yeah, he gonna hit me with it early.
So first things first,
I'll pop a freaks all not, the honeys.
I'm not honey. Gonna say no names, 3K, but stop trying to bite my style. The cadence is all wrong. I'm gonna leave it at that.
Just Jordian stuff up, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Nobody's going to understand what we're talking about, but...
Oh, they will. They'll catch it. I'll drop another bomb later.
This is just some foreshadowing.
Yeah.
So, everyone, welcome back to the pod. Thank you for my new YouTube subscribers. Our new YouTube. I've been getting a lot of... Turning into a me instead of we lately. I mean...
Yeah, man, it's going to your head.
It really is.
So much so you had to put a Band-Aid on it so it comes out your ears. No doubt.
I got roughed up for this topic. I'm about to drop on you. Nah, it's really not. Oh shit.
Oh shucks.
Anyway, so welcome back to the show. Thank you for listening. Thank you for subscribing. Catch us on YouTube, Spotify, Brown Bear Media, everything, X, Facebook, Instagram. Anything else? Am I missing any socials you want to plug?
Nah, you got him.
Yeah, that's what's up. For my YouTube watchers, I'll put the show link for Spotify in here. You know, everybody want to follow that link? Well, I'm going to try. If it doesn't work out, don't hold me accountable.
Nah, hold him accountable. All that talking. Hold him accountable. All
right, I'm excited about this show, though. Like, for real, I love rap beefs.
I think you just love drama, period.
I know.
I think you just love, when you're not involved, I think you just love it in general.
No, because I love it more when I'm involved. Erroneous.
Oh man.
Sheesh. Nah. But I love rap beefs, and I was so excited about this because, you know, Kendrick came out. I know everybody knows, right? Kendrick came out on that Metro and Future album and lit up J. Cole and Drake, right? How'd you feel about that verse?
I gotta be honest, I can't really remember it. However, what I do know is it was enough to get everybody, it got the people going. I mean, Will Ferrell to pop out and just say that right now.
Gets the people going.
The thing that I didn't like about the whole thing was J. Cole responded.
Yeah.
And then he apologized. I don't like the fact that it's not the fact that he apologized that I dislike. It's the fact that people was giving him crap for apologizing.
I definitely did in the beginning.
Yeah, you were.
Yeah.
I think it shows, I don't know. I think it shows responsibility for real.
Mm-hmm.
Whether he did it, made a mistake, or he did it and was just like, nah, man, this ain't the route I want to take. Hey, you know what? Forget about it. I'm cool.
I think maturity, right?
Yeah, it reminds me of a time where I was actually a guy attempted to rob me at gunpoint and got way too close to me. And at the end of it, he apologized.
Damn.
That's what that reminds me of. Like, hey, you know what? I did something I didn't want to do. My bad.
Damn. Hey, I will agree with that because, you know, I was talking my little stuff too. Like, man, you can't do that and then apologize. Mainly because the diss was hard. That song was hard.
That's the thing. It's just like, I can understand if like he came out and just said a bunch of some Scooby-Doo bull crap.
Nah.
No, he went. It's J. Cole.
Right.
He went in and then he was just like, hey, you know what, man? I'm good. My bad.
Maybe he really apologized because he's like, man, they can't fuck with me. Like,
and I was like, it could be a plethora of things, but J. Cole was probably sitting at home eating a bowl of Lucky Charms when he heard the song and was just like, oh, nah, I can't let that go.
Yeah.
It wasn't like he just like started it, got worked over, then tried to come back and said, you know what? I don't want no more of this. I'm done.
Nah. I think so. I'm a little all over the map about this whole thing because like Kendrick can rap. Everybody knows it.
Yes.
And so like the diss from the song, I mean, it really isn't the hardest. But what I like about Kendrick, right, is like the same thing he did with the Control thing. And he gets criticized for it, right? But I think he just likes to let people know, like, I do this for real. Like, you know what I mean? Because let's be.
It's like every now and again he lets off some warning shots.
Yeah, just to let you know. And I want to preach this narrative because, you know, Drake put out a diss, and then through social media is like getting at Kendrick, like saying you need to put out another song, you need to respond. You're on the like pressing him like he's really doing something, and everybody's like, and this is Drake's way one of like, it's a sense of victimizing yourself for one, acting like he's been being bullied this whole time, and now he's fighting back. That this is the narrative I hear from people, and they're like, oh, he's really getting at Kendrick needs to respond. Kendrick needs to. No, he doesn't. Like, Drake a bitch, like straight up and down. Like there is nothing about this guy that is tough, right? And not even lyrically, he's not tough. You can't be hard and have bars if you don't write your own fucking bars, right?
I hear everything you're saying, but I just want to go out and say, man, it just seems like you just really don't like Drake.
I don't think I do. I mean,
I think all of us have realized you really don't.
Yeah, if you scroll back a few,
I'm not sure if I really do.
In the early episodes, yeah, I'm struggling with it. You know what I mean? But I think I've just landed on the fact that
get off my hand.
Hey, man,
Drake.
You heard my Adam 22 stuff. I was like,
I don't have to do an OnlyFans.
You about to Aww. Get? I was devastated. Nah, but anyway, you get me off topic. All right.
Stay over there, Diddy.
Don't get me going on that. I'm still on that shit, man, too, man.
It's hard not to be.
Hey, but for real, everything about this fool was manufactured, right? He's got a good catalog up until like recently. You know what I mean? And then the other thing is like, everybody, people understand, like, a lot of it's propaganda. Like, Drake is promoted to be like this person. Like, he steals songs from people. I don't want to say steal songs, but like, there's a reason why, like, none of his artists ever, like, came out, right? Because when somebody has a hit song, he takes it from them. Like, that just, ooh. Yeah, yeah, like you have Party Next Door writing all the songs that, like, you're singing, right? He don't sing, like, you know what I mean? Don't get me wrong, like, I don't know how long this has been going on, but if you hear some of Drake's, like, early mixtapes, man, his flow is trash. Like, he's got, his voice, it has a uniqueness to it, right, which I think that all producers can manipulate, and is it, but he doesn't really have a style of his own.
I gotta be honest, like, Drake's early stuff, like, when he was first coming out, I liked.
Yeah. I fuck with everything up to.
I'll say, I like the music. I don't follow him enough to understand him as a person, but what I'm hearing, yeah, not my cup of Canadian tea, I should say.
No doubt.
Yeah. But and that's the same thing that I would say about a lot of female artists, like they come out. And they would call each other. So perfect example, like Nicki Minaj and Cardi B, they would come out and they would talk about other chicks being fake and this. I'm like, y'all was like literally built.
Literally.
Like, so.
Built yourself in a laboratory.
Yeah. So like when you got someone from the background that I'm hearing Drake is from, like, cool, make music, but. Stick to making music. Don't try to diss nobody. Because you just don't make no sense.
Yeah.
You don't know what the bottom looks like. You can't say nobody's this, nobody's that. Like, dude, knock it off.
Look, when early Wayne, like that was, I always forget his first like mixtape that came out. That shit was solid. I didn't know enough about the dude, right? Yeah. But then you start listening to like the mixtapes he had prior to that. The one that blew up real big with like Best You Ever Had and all that stuff on there. I fucked with that whole album. Like that was cool. I like everything really up to Views, to be honest with you, because sonically his albums are good, but that don't have nothing to do with him.
He got good writers, man.
Great writers, you know? And I like it though, because if you follow the journey, like you can hear cadences like Wayne's in songs. And then you can hear like when Meek put him on blast about Quentin Miller writing and stuff, you can hear Quentin Miller's cadences in these songs, right? Metro sent out the thing where Yachty literally, like, it's just plug and play. Like, hey, rap it like this. You know, yeah. This is the verse. Rap it like this. You know what I'm saying?
I will say, though, to in his defense, you cannot spend that much time around Lil Wayne and not be influenced in some way. Mm-hmm. That dude is, I almost said that little dude, but that's my my elder. Lil Wayne is a monster.
A monster.
That dude is a monster.
But also, too, like, it's fine, right, from a business perspective, because that's Wayne's artist. Why would you not be like, hey, listen, I like your voice, but your content's trash. Like, your cadence is trash, and your content sucks. Like, let me, here, right, do this. Do it like this. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's not like Wayne doesn't ghostwrite for other people, too, and there aren't ghostwriters in the world. Here's my thing is like, stop acting like you do something, man. Be humble, for real. No pun intended with the Kendrick thing. But like, don't, like, you being Drake, right? Aubrey Graham, you are the definition of a culture vulture, because you ain't like that. No pun intended again. You ain't from this life. It's something you adopted to make money.
I think.
You ain't even Lil Jimmy Hooks.
I never understood that, and
was
I
that
guess
was, it, was that his real name? Was that the name on Degrassi? Is that Jimmy Hooks, right?
I ain't watched that.
Yes, you did. Stop lying.
Nah, G, I ain't watched that. You
know, old Drake ass watching.
and that's what I'm saying. Like little goofy stuff like that. Nah, I didn't pay attention to it. I learned about him getting shot in the back on Degrassi after I was like a teenager, and somebody else was dissing him and showed him in a wheelchair. I'm like, why that dude look like Drake? And he was like, that's Degrassi. You didn't watch that? I'm like, nah, we ain't had cable. Man. That was like, we ain't had cable. I ain't watched that. What is it?
It's funny though, man. I like how he'd be on record like, and like really sound like he's really like that. You know what I mean? Or like from the hood or something like that. And then he gets an interview. He's like straight job interview.
And that's
he's got good dictation, good enunciation. Like, it's that's crazy.
The thing I never understood is like people in the hood, they want to get out.
Yeah.
People that ain't from the hood, they want in so bad. Yeah. And I don't understand. Like, growing up there, that's all I could think about is, man, I can't mm-hmm. wait till I grow up and I get out of here.
Yeah. I mean, and you again, okay.
I was like Uncle Elroy. Hey, I got my
let me do some talking, all right? Anyway.
Make it good.
It's everything I say is good.
Tear your ass up. Make it good.
Everything I say is good.
See that? Dropped out of professionalism.
Yeah, you did.
Got me there. Yeah. Go ahead. Say something. Tell him.
In his defense, right? When you're hanging out in Houston around Jay Prince and all them, like I'm pretty sure you're heavily influenced by what's going on around you, right? Mm-hmm. So I'll give him that. Like, there's probably a touch of that, but I really just feel like it's still biting. You know what I mean? And I don't come from that.
That's a bunch of clown shit.
Yeah.
See what I did? I had to step back.
Yeah. Why didn't you stay air quotes conscious, as you called yourself or whatever? You know what I'm saying? Like, because you just go with what works, and obviously it's a business, like you want to make money and that's cool, but understand like on the record's one thing, but don't act like you're that off the record. You know what I mean? Yeah. I understand you made a bunch of money. Like, don't start letting that go to your head though, for real. Like,
I'm not gonna fault somebody for, you know, doing the as you put it, interview. That's funny, because that's real stuff. Like, I think everybody, I know me personally, was taught by my parents, there's a time and a place. But there's a difference between, you know, acting like you got some sense and trying to pretend like you somebody else.
Yeah,
that's just some goofy stuff to me.
Yeah, it's crazy. His whole thing, man.
Life's a garden, man. Dig it.
Everything about this dude is manufactured. Like, he did this whole Elliot Wilson and then Rap Radar. He did a whole Rap Radar interview after him and Pusha went at it or whatever. Like, mm-hmm. on there, basically telling why he's the victim and all that stuff. But he produced the set. Like, he edited that shit himself. Like, you know what I mean? Like, nothing's authentic. There's nothing authentic. And then I got a problem with that, because I love hip hop, man. Like, everything about it. I always feel like I was born 10 years too late, because I got like really appreciate it, you know? And I understand like it's a business, and it's a business I'll never make money in. But as a fan, for real, I think he's just putting smut on it. And I don't understand why people, I guess everybody doesn't support it. So I guess I like people coming at it. And I stand by my statement too, when I said he is this generation's Michael Jackson. But I kind of feel that way about everything I'm saying about Drake, I feel about Michael too. You got bangers, you got a great catalog, but you're fake.
You think Michael Jackson was fake?
I don't think, I think without certain people making him who he was sonically, his sound, he would not be who he is.
Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Anywho.
What did Michael Jackson do in the studio besides sing?
What did Michael Jackson need to do in the studio other than sing?
Did he write?
Yes.
What did he write?
I'm going to be honest. I couldn't tell you, but Mike, who was writing his stuff for him?
Whoever Quincy Jones brought in to write it.
I mean, yeah, of course, when he was kids.
Barry Gordy, dude, here, sing this.
Hey, real quick, totally off topic, but on topic. What's his name? Smokey Robinson?
Mm-hmm.
That dude.
That's a writer.
That is a monster. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Man.
I had this conversation later. Like, who's Smokey Robinson? I was like, you ever heard of Motown? They're like, yeah, you're welcome. Yeah,
there you go. Man.
Nah, yeah. Like, and I could be wrong. Like, don't get me wrong. I don't know that much, like, as much about Michael Jackson because, like, you understand, like, he was big when I was a kid, but then, like, almost immediately all the weird shit came out, and I was like, no, I'm good.
You know, the most dopest thing I ever heard a human being doing was something that I heard Michael Jackson did. And I don't know how true it is. Y'all could go out there and check if y'all want. But I heard that when Eminem dissed Mike in a song or whatever, he was just like, that's not cool. And turned around and he bought, like, what did he buy? Like his catalog or something like that?
No.
He bought something. And every time that song was played, Michael Jackson got paid off of it. And I'm like, that's crazy.
Maybe. Maybe he bought some pub for that. I know what you're talking about. I know a song. Maybe he bought some pub. I never heard that story. I know Michael Jackson or Eminem was about to buy Neverland Ranch.
You said Eminem was about to buy Neverland Ranch?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because it was for sale.
Mm.
Like while he was still alive, I think he was going to buy it.
Sheesh.
Because this would have been like early 2000s.
He would have been able to buy that? Was it like going into like foreclosure or something?
I don't know. I don't know. I honestly don't know if Mike having any money problems personally, but maybe he was just selling it to move because it was such like a staple and he was under all that scrutiny for touching little boys' butts.
You say that quote specifically quite a bit.
I know. I thought I would get more traction on YouTube over saying it too when I said Diddy's out here touching little boys' butts. I didn't get nearly as many views as...
Dude, I'm not even smiling. You're the only one smiling. That little weirdo look you got right now.
No, I'm trying to put me out there like that.
Little boys' butts.
Ain't nothing out there about me touching little boys' butts.
Thank God. Because I will roll over on you like, hey, real quick, I ain't never liked this dude. He's always a weirdo.
Like I said.
Always offering me fine cheeses and stuff when I came over. I never understood it.
Hey, we did agree on that. We're too old to be going to jail. Like, I ain't doing no time. Give me a pen and pad. I don't care. Nah, that's fucked up. They're going to use that against me later. Everybody's trying to get up Pharrell when he said, fuck that, I'm snitching, you know? And then everybody, I was like... Pharrell's a civilian, man. Get out.
I'm gonna be honest, man. I never understood that concept to a degree. Cause you got people that's just like what I like to call just dry snitching.
Yeah.
You telling on somebody ain't got nothing to do with you. They getting it the way you ain't getting it, so now you got a beef. But if you see something like really wrong, like say some knucklehead does something stupid and some kid gets hurt. Or, you know, a group of innocent people get hurt and you just like, oh, that ain't my business.
Yeah.
I disagree with stuff like that.
I would agree with your disagreement.
That's why I play it safe and just stay in the house. That way I ain't got to be forced to point out nobody.
Yeah. Anyway. Basically, I'm saying Drake a bitch. That's all.
So, speaking of that.
Stamp that.
Kendrick's response. Fire.
That's AI. Did you not?
I didn't hear anything about it, but they put that AI together quite nice.
That Al Hunting song is dope. That was
nice. Ross's response was fire. His response was so fire. I wanted to reach out to Ross like, hey man, like I'm light skinned and that hurt me a little bit. What this dude do to you, man? He went in.
Hashtag BBL Drizzy.
He said they laugh until they feel my official jab. And it just took off from there. I'm like, Jesus.
Look, Ross is
crack smoke from my pen and pad. I'm like, yeah. That's it, man. I'm like, can you stop?
Damn.
Golly. I always thought Rick Ross was a dope rapper. Like
always nice.
People like talk a lot of trash about Ross because they're like, oh, he used to be a CEO. I'm like,
no.
So like
CEO.
yeah, what did I say? CEO. He is CEO now.
He's CEO now.
But he started off as a CEO. Yeah. And I'm like, you hating on the dude because he had to do a 9-to-5 before he achieved this dream? Like, knock it off, man.
Yeah. I agree. And I think a lot of Ross's history is fabricated. He ain't never sell no dope. But I will say this.
Boast.
His pen is his pen. You know what I mean?
Man.
And you can't mess with his lyrically. Ross is fire.
I remember when I first heard Bounce, it's what I does. I get money every day. I was like, okay, yeah. I like him.
Remember when Hustling came out? That whole summer, you ain't never not hear that song.
I knew that song by heart.
Yeah.
Like by heart.
She says she's 22. I still use that line, especially every time I pull a 22-year-old. Yeah. Every time I get with a 22-year-old.
Man.
We in room 222.
Noriega, the real Noriega. I always question that. I'm like, I wonder if he really knows Noriega.
You know what? I was like, he don't know Noriega. Then I found out he was a corrections officer. I was like, well, you know, Noriega was in prison in Miami.
Here you go, Noriega. Got you an extra cookie.
But it wasn't like Noriega was hitting him off with no bricks. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't care if you know him. He wasn't getting you nothing.
Probably letting, you know, get an extra chocolate milk in a chow line or something.
Aside from the track, though, the diss track, Ross on social media is hilarious. Just the stuff he's saying is hilarious. He talking about Drake got a BBW or BBL. Sorry, a BBW.
He said he's got a nose job.
He said Drake got a BBL. He got a nose job. He was like, you got a six pack carved out. That's 40 grand. Everybody know that.
That was funny. You got 25% body fat, got a six pack.
He was like, does your mom know you're sneaking out, hanging out with the brothers at the park, white boy? Man. Bars.
And I think it's a sad society when people are ashamed that their parents worked really, really hard to give them an amazing upbringing.
Yeah.
Like when you pretend like that ain't what happened, you smacking your people in the face.
Yeah, for sure.
I think that's absurd.
I mean, coming from where I grew up, if you told me I got to go to high school in like this very nice, you know, I guess he said it was a Jewish community that he went to. It's just really nice school around all these people.
Liam.
It's where he met his agent, right? Like, that's what I'm saying. You're trying to get tapped into the industry. So like, why are you downplaying it? Like, oh man, I never saw my dad. He was in Memphis, but then you're like trying to adopt the whole Memphis style. Like, that's how he's trying. I don't know. Personally, I just think Drake has an identity crisis. I agree with Drake. Or with Ross. I agree with Ross. Hashtag white boy. How you feel?
I mean, that's they beef. That's they beef.
Matter of fact, I don't even think we want him. The white delegation does not take Drake.
I just don't know how to respond.
No, I don't know. I don't think it's probably not for me to respond. Probably shouldn't respond on issues of race at all.
I'll let you have that one.
But Ross is hilarious, so that was funny to me. Also, just because I think it's true. Like, the more you dig into like things that he said, Drake has said in like old interviews and stuff like that. I did a lot of research, man. I was like, you know what? Maybe I need to give him a fair shake. You know, turns out I got good instincts.
Everything that Ross is saying, though, like you having ghostwriters and all that, that's enough. That's enough for you to say something stupid to me and me respond.
Mm-hmm.
So he said, it was something along the lines of your ghostwriters have what you could have had. Like, my man, don't say nothing to me. Like, don't say nothing to me. I called you out. And you went and picked up the phone and said, hey, write me a diss track on Ross and get it to me ASAP.
Right.
Like, my man, I'm responding to the wrong person.
Yeah.
I need to slap the person that you asked to write that. That's enough for me to stand on. Like,
you need to smack them both.
You ain't even clever enough. If this is true, you're not clever enough to not only not open your mouth, but not to, like, you know, give your people a pat on the back and praise for making sure you grew up in a decent area, a decent childhood.
Right.
Like, that's crazy.
I mean, I will say, it seems like he takes very good care of his mom.
And that's good, man.
Yeah. Nah, for real.
So, I mean, it's the least you could do since you pretending like you came out the gutter.
I think it's just his public image, just trying to act like he's like, you know.
Okay, mom, listen. You're going to hear a lot of things. They're going to ask you a lot of questions.
Yeah.
If anyone asks, yes, we grew up in a crack house. 100%.
Nah, I don't think he says that. He's like, yeah, we lived in the good neighborhood, but we like lived in the basement of someone's home or whatever. Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see this home because it's probably still bigger than my home, you know. And I just still don't think he... It shows a lack of appreciation.
He lived in the basement of his grandparents' house. I'm just saying, like, could you imagine him saying that? Like, we didn't really have our own house. We lived in the basement of someone else's house. Was it your grandparents? Well, I mean, technically, like, man, shut up.
I wonder if he had one of them wild bar mitzvahs. You know what I mean? Like, just a wild ass bar mitzvah and like got a bunch of money from his. You know?
He had a party. It was like 50 people there. And he said, we live in a poor part of a great area. Like, man, shut up.
Now, you see people online, they have them bar mitzvahs and then the chicks with the bat mitzvahs, and they were like having these big venue, like have these huge events. It looks like a celebrity party or something like that, spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on it.
That's super dope.
Yeah, I'd love to be able to do that.
Heck yeah.
Yeah, maybe one day I'll have a bar mitzvah.
Growing up as a kid,
not a bris though.
It was we get a birthday party, we go to the park, and whatever kid is in the park playing that day, not a part of the party.
Yeah.
That's how that went.
Hey, that's all right. That's community.
Yeah, man.
That's community.
Meet new friends that way.
So, I mean, that's just my biggest problem is like everything about this fool was manufactured, but you're acting like you're the one doing anything. You know what I mean? I will say this, he deserves an Oscar. He's probably one of the greatest actors of our generation. Move aside, Denzel.
That's crazy. That was the name that was in my head. I'm just like, man.
Man. Move aside, Denzel. He'd be like, I'm playing the same role for 15 years, Denzel. And everybody loves me.
Like, you're the greatest actor of our generation, huh?
No, Denzel beat his ass. There's probably like no scenario where like I would say that Drake won't get his ass whooped.
Real quick. I'm going to say this because I know you wouldn't have a problem with it, but I think it would just do wonders for our views and our ratings if Drake got a hold of this episode and he came to see you.
I bet.
And he just ragdolled you.
He could try.
Like, I'm sorry. I would videotape and I would tell you like, hey, he got a bunch of security out here. Like, it's going to be difficult to get him off you with all these guys holding me, but you want me to get some footage first?
Hey, you ain't got to worry about nothing. I'm going to tell you what.
If he show up in Crocs, I'm leaving.
I'm going to tell you what.
All his security got Crocs. Like,
hey, if they got Crocs,
I'm going to say. Too much, we could chew.
I'm going to second guess everything.
They real.
Get out the heavy artillery. Listen, if that were to happen, I would personally apologize. On camera.
Dang, man, I didn't know you'd go out like that.
I would. I'd go out like that. I'm that confident it'll never happen. Mm. Never happen. All right, fine. You don't believe me. That's cool.
I don't disbelieve you. What else can I say? Like, okay.
Yes.
All right, cool.
Say no. You got be supportive, man. You're supposed to be my partner.
I just told you I would videotape.
Stand reviews. In the back and cheer him on.
I don't know about that.
How would you feel if he came and tried to ragdoll me and I walked away with his like $1.5 million Sky Dweller Rolex or whatever it is that is? I was talking about this nice ass watch you got.
I'm like, dang, bro, you a thief.
he would press charges on me like, he stole that. I'm like, what? I found it on the ground.
Like, dang, G, you stole his watch?
Yeah. It would never be a thing though because let's just say this is real life scenario or whatever. It like, even if he steps to me, like the minute he went down, a security gonna jump on me.
Dude, security would probably jump in before anything happened.
Yeah, he's worth too much money. They couldn't allow it. Man. We could do it in the ring.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, catch a fair one, you know, in the ring, like the real fair one with gloves on at the headgear. We do have, you know, I don't personally believe in the headgear, but we could do it.
Man. Cause somebody walked by, I kind of catch a peek. I'm like, dang.
You know, you look at a booty before.
I'm up here trying to entertain y'all, and I'm missing the beautiful creatures that God has put on earth.
Damn. Anyway, so yeah, I'm pretty God. The raw stuff is funny, but the Drake is funny online. He's a funny troll. Like, I like what he did with the whole Metro thing. He photoshopped his face on Nick Cannon's face from Drumline. That's just funny.
So shut up and go make a beat.
And then he like, I don't know if it was during like one of their listening parties or whatever they had, or a release party. Metro and Future had a release party at Magic City. So Drake hired a band, like a marching band out there to play in front of it. That's funny. He's funny.
Yeah, man.
I'll tell you this part though. I wish I was rich enough to argue back and forth with Drake and Rick Ross about my private plane.
Man, I gotta be honest. He's I feel like
you better take that wrap off before you give it back. Right?
I feel like Ross was being serious when he said, "Hey, man, y'all be safe."
Yeah.
Plane 1978, y'all be safe.
He said it's a cargo plane. What meant for people?
Yeah, I feel like all jokes aside, Rick Ross is being serious about that. He's like, all this stuff, but I'm gonna let y'all know y'all need to be safe, yeah, man.
But all kinds of people are jumping in this thing too for clout chasing. So, you know, Ross says something to Birdman because Birdman got Drake's back, right? And it's because Birdman owns a piece of him. Why wouldn't he? Yeah. Protect your investment.
He's like, hey, you get off of him. He bruises easily. He's fragile.
And then so like, you know, WAC 100?
Yeah.
That's my guy. That's one of the best trolls.
Spent a lot of time on Adam 22.
And man, he does, but they got a show together. They get money together. Anyway, that's my guy. He's
all they doing together?
He's one of the whack a whoop your ass. I would definitely film that. He ain't even gonna need no Crocs on.
Nah,
whack a fuck you up.
I was about to say them is the real people, like Birdman.
Yeah, they don't fuck with
whack 100. You don't mess with them.
That's real gangsters right there.
whack 100 is like he's like to me like one of those people that I like to see who can sit there and have a business conversation and it'll switch it off real quick. Like, hey, hold up, check that right now. I like watching his interviews.
He said, don't forget, it's still Pyru. Like, what are we doing?
I don't know. What the heck? Every time him and Gillian Wallow together, it's just always something.
Yeah.
They funny, man.
I like it. I like Gilly. He'd be getting all amped up about Birdman and shit.
Man, I swear, if any of them had a problem with what we were saying on the podcast, I'm like, hey, excuse me, sir, before all this goes down, can I get a picture and autograph real quick, please?
With Birdman?
Any of them.
Oh, any of them, yeah.
Birdman.
Yeah, please don't shoot me.
WAC 100, especially Gillian Wallow.
Yeah, no doubt. I would welcome the beef. Hopefully it's a friendly beef. Man. I'd welcome it just to meet him. You know what I mean?
I'll tell him, like, hey, whatever I said to offend you, my man, you wasted your trip out here because I am hella sorry.
Yeah, no doubt.
I don't be saying, unlike you, I don't be saying stuff because I just want to say it. Yeah. I've said it on the show. Yeah. I don't want no beef with nobody. I ain't trying to offend nobody.
I do have a problem with just talking.
Yeah, man. I'd like Drake to show up here with Birdman. I'm like, hey, real quick, sir, can I get an autograph? I feel like it'll suck because they'll tell me, man, go to hell. I'm like, damn, for real? Sheesh, I look at you like, man, thanks a lot.
Yeah, but when I knock Drake out, then you know you could take all the pictures you want with him.
Nah, I want no picture with Drake.
Oh, you want to? Yeah, say, hey, Mr. Davis, sir, can I have a picture?
I probably would try to wake Drake up, like, hey,
hey, I mean, we're here.
I'm like, hey, man. I pushed him off for you. That's my boy. I don't know why he went off like that. Jeez, y'all sure y'all ain't never met before? Like
years of rage.
y'all ain't never met never before. Man, he took off on you, didn't he?
It's like,
I swear he hit you with that. Yeah, like, oh,
you're going to come at me like, damn, bro, you went off on him like he dissed you sometime.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you the truth. I wanted an autograph one time. You just walk right by him. No.
Like, it all makes sense.
Nah, man. He's just corny, bro. Like, I just don't agree. And then, like, you're coming at, like, real people, too. Like real people, real artists. Like, Metro is a real producer. You know what I mean? He's made songs for you. And you're acting like you gave him something. You know what I mean?
So that was another thing I understand, like, there's audio of Drake saying, like, he gave Ross his props. He's like one of my favorite people to do a song with. Yeah. Like, what happened that quick where now all of a sudden you just, he's the worst, he's your favorite person to do a song with, and now he's just the scum of the earth. Like, what the heck?
Yep. Well, that's, so, which gets me into my next point. So, here's the thing is, right, the people who are behind Drake, I'm going to say, and then people who are, like, fans of Drake, right, we'll put it out there like, all right, Drake did a song with Ross. He did Ross a favor. Ross was the bigger artist at the time, right?
I don't think Ross need no favors.
I'm just saying, like they try to make it, and then like this is like a pattern his whole career, right? Because yeah. Like, but really, what they don't understand is like they're doing Drake a favor, like because like in our like this time, whatever you want to call it, like we consume content so fast, we just chew through it and throw it away, right? So. Then when somebody's up and coming and they're hot and they're fresh and like a lot of people haven't heard of them, he's staying relevant. Like this is a business tactic. So like yeah. UMG or whoever does this stuff for him is keeping him hot by like putting him on with these people. You know what I mean? Making it look like he's doing them a favor. I'll do a feature with you for free. If he's not charging him, I don't know. But like if I were the, like for instance, like back in the day when he did the feature with Future, like when Future was coming up, Future was going to be hot no matter what. Like he had that much head of steam. Okay, you could do the feature with me, Drake. It's going to cost you, you know. Right. I'm charging him, right?
I don't think people were listening when he said, boss.
So, I mean, keep that in mind, like the time frames. Like you think, like people act like this dude like just started out on top and was on top forever. Nicki was the bigger artist for a minute.
Yeah.
That's just real talk. And when Drake was out there trying to be, you know, another little white pop girl singing, you know what I mean? Like Nicki was taking off, you know? So I think it's just a lot of things. Cause I watch these YouTube videos and like there's a lot of like real Drake meat writers, you know, and like academics for one, like everything is like pro Drake. So I'm assuming they're in cahoots or whatever. So I don't know the dynamics of their relationship.
I'm not going to go as far as to say that because just like you got people that really dislike him, you got people that really support him.
I understand. And that's cool. Like everybody's allowed to have their opinion. I'm just saying it's just funny like how the narrative gets spun, right? Because even people that are dissing, I would say not dissing, but not necessarily like supporting Drake are still like, oh, Kendrick, if you don't come out, he's going to get you. You know what I mean? Like Charlamagne flip sides. And I understand everybody, like he's a media, right? Charlamagne's media. So like everything's just, it's going to be good for everybody for this, right? It's going to help music. Cause let's be clear. It's a fake beef anyway, right? It's just all for music is in decline. Streams are down for everybody, including Drake, right? The only person making real money right now is Taylor Swift.
I don't know if the beef is real or not, but what I do know is that everybody beefing is crazy.
When's the last time you heard like a buzz this big about like hip hop? You know what I mean? It's just like, hey, a new artist came out with a new song. Hey, a new artist got hot on TikTok. Hey, there's another artist that came out with
it. I'll be honest, man. I don't really be paying attention. A lot of stuff, it pops up because you know me, I'm down that TikTok rabbit hole.
No doubt.
And I'm just like, what? That's like found out Chris Brown and Quavo beefing.
Yeah, no doubt. Tell me about that.
That was, I don't know what happened. I didn't hear a response from Quavo or nothing. I heard Chris's diss track. And I'm just like, he moonwalked all up and down Quavo just now. I'm serious. Yeah. He's like, don't let this R&B stuff fool you. You still get ripped to shreds. And I'm like, dang.
I like the comparison.
But even then, there was a beef where Drake was sitting up there talking about him. He came out with that song, These chicks ain't loyal. That's not the word he used.
Yeah.
And then Drake was dissing about it because I guess they was battling for Rihanna's
attention. Yeah, they were beefing, but that's another battle that I think Drake lost. It kind of just fizzled out because they end up doing like music together later.
Yeah.
But like I would say I like the comparison better that Chris Brown could be in that Michael Jackson conversation for real. The only thing holding him back and why people shit on him is because he beat Rihanna's ass. But, you know, to his point, like, you can never condone it. But, man, like, at some point, like, you ever going to just let this man live? Like, you know, he was, a teenager made a mistake. I don't know how you feel about it.
That was a pretty big mistake.
It's a huge mistake. But, I mean.
I got to be at my, my view of him changed. Not view like I don't know how to explain it. I just look at him different. It's like
absolutely
the innocence that he once held is out the window.
Yeah, absolutely. But now he's in his 30s, right?
Yeah.
And I'll be honest with you, I didn't like Chris Brown for a long time. Didn't like his music. Everything was like poppy to me. And it's like, man, you make all these pop songs and you're trying to be a gangster on the side. It don't make any sense.
I said, maybe you just a thug, bro.
And it just didn't make any sense to me, right? Because there was a lot of things I used to hold against him. And again, I really doubt he listened.
You know what that reminds me of? Uh-huh. It's like people, you hear stories of like people are trying to step the hammer.
Yeah.
They're like, he ain't a thug. They're all dancing around.
Hammer will beat your ass.
Man. Hammer, he'll shuffle right up to you and man. Put the paws on you. Man.
Hit you with some Bay Area Caboella.
Yeah. You're going to see some moves. Yeah, I'll leave you.
No, but like with Chris Brown, I didn't understand like a lot of things that were going on. Like then all of a sudden he's a blood, but he's a blood from like a California set. Like I don't know if they're out there in Virginia where he's from or not. Like I don't know the politics, but a lot of things just didn't make sense. And then I'll be honest with you, then he's just the more music he put out, like eventually some of the stuff just started catching my ear. I still ain't never listened to like a whole Chris Brown album, but he's on some songs and some hooks for some songs I really like.
But I also feel like a lot of it plays into an image.
Mm-hmm.
So like Chris Brown, when he first came out, everybody sees this little sweet kid who sings. Man, we don't know this dude.
Right.
That dude probably had like 3 or 4 bodies before he started singing.
Yeah,
it's possible. And then when he kind of like grew up and like the money secured and everything, that's when he was like, hey, I got something to tell y'all. I'm a thug for real.
Yeah.
Blood.
Hey, you know Michael, you know Michael Jackson, that voice was fake, right?
I heard that.
Nah, it's like legit. Like they've got recordings of him talking. Like, his real,
is everybody out the room?
His real voice is deep.
Hey, go give me a three piece. I don't want no biscuits either. Tell him I want some mac and cheese.
Come back with some biscuits. Watch what happened.
Yeah.
Don't forget, his daddy was a thug. Joe didn't play.
Man, you a house full of boys, and he beat everybody into fame. Joe wasn't nothing to play with. Mm-hmm. I don't like the fact that
beat everybody into fame.
Because Eddie Griffin has said that. I don't like the fact that everybody like used to get on him. About when he would open up about, you know, how he was treated as a kid and everything.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like, oh, but you famous now. I'm like, man, what does that mean?
No, that ain't cool.
Like, I ain't gonna lie, my mom be saying that now. Every time I throw that in her face, like, man, you used to beat the crap out of me. She's like, yeah, but look how you turned out. My response is always, you know you're going in a home, right? Yeah. That's always my response. You know you're going in a home, right?
Damn.
She's terrified.
I don't think I could put my mom in a home.
I ain't put my mom in no damn home.
I don't think I could.
But it's funny to see the look on her face. Every time she says something I don't like.
She's like.
I could see the look of doubt go across her face. Y'all think he really going to put me in a home?
And then, you know, the years are just going by and she's like, oh, shit.
every year on her birthday, I just, happy birthday. 1 year closer.
Damn. Damn.
Nah, I couldn't do that, man. That's awful.
But damn. But yeah, that's kind of my take on it, though. Like, I'm not mad at Kendrick for not coming back out. I don't think it makes him soft. I think sometimes he just needs to let you know, like, I really do this. You may have this machine around you, you know, and people that really put you out there. But like, bro, I really got it out the mud.
Man, I think Kendrick was sitting on the couch watching TV and got bored. I was like, y'all want to see something cool? Like, I'm gonna see something right quick.
Nah, I think it's because he doesn't put music out enough. But you gotta think, like, that that Big Steppers tour was one of the highest grossing tours until, ironically, Drake went on tour, you know. But like that just shows his fan base, you know what I mean? And whatever people say about his albums or whatever, like, lyrically. So there's a, you know, everybody has their debate, and like usually like Biggie and Pac are their number one and two, you know, who's in your top five or whatever.
Yeah.
I can tell you right now, I think the best rapper ever is Andre 3000. He's not my favorite rapper.
Oh.
But I think lyrically, and the reason I say that is the same reason I would say like Kendrick is dangerous. Like he can just do it whenever he wants, and it's going to be hard. I understand, like, and Don't get me wrong. I know he put out that flute album or whatever, but I, but
that's what's in my head right
but, now. But lyrically, you know, he's got it. Like, he doesn't have to. That's my point. You know, I think he's already proven himself. Like, now he can just do what he wants, and it's cool. There's no real competition for him, in my opinion.
He said it. Like, I'm 50. Like, I heard putting out rap albums.
Yeah, but even prior to that,
get some of this jazz flute.
Yeah, even prior to that, man, them Outkast albums are hard because Big Boy ain't no slouch himself. You know. No. And Big Boy would definitely make his way in my, you know, definitely my top eight, you know.
I didn't know any of these people before, like, certain aspects that you, like, see them in movies. Like, you hear their music and you can only judge them based off of what they say in the songs. Yeah. But once you see them on a big screen, you'd be like, oh.
Yeah.
Big boy ain't nothing to play. According to ATL, Big Boy ain't nothing to play with.
Yeah.
Little Big Brother, he ain't worried about nothing.
You shaking like a stripper, tighten up.
Yeah. Leave him alone.
Nah, man, I remember when I was younger.
Grown
and
man
I,
business.
I remember when I was younger and I thought that, like, gangster rappers were really gangster. Like, all of them. And I was, like, really convinced of this because, like, in the 90s, like, the gang culture was big in Ohio, too, you know? And I'm just like, oh, shit. They really about it. You can't just be out here faking.
The only person that I feel 100% that has maintained the same image from when I was a kid and first seen him all the way up until the time where this dude is like pushing elderly status is Snoop.
Snoop, for sure.
100%. This dude, what you see is what you get.
Yeah.
I watched this dude in interviews where they're like, well, you were late. Man, shut up. I stopped to get some chicken.
The only time Snoop really changed was when he did the Snoop Lion thing, and that was just an alter ego thing. And even then, he was still Snoop. Like, yeah, man. Man, that's true. Man, Snoop's hard.
I wondered, like,
I don't think he gets enough respect, to be honest with you. Like, and he's probably the most recognized.
Everybody's favorite uncle.
He's the most recognizable rapper in the world ever.
I bet it's super cool.
Most famous
to
rapper.
Be affiliated with him, like to know him.
No doubt, man.
Like, this dude is friends with Martha Stewart.
How hard would it be if he signed Brown Bear Media to Death Row?
That'd be crazy.
That'd be so dope. I want a chain, though.
That'd be crazy.
He'd be like, I can give you some money or the chain. I want the chain, Snoop.
He'd look at me and I just go, he got a thing about chains. It ain't Rockefeller, but the dog kind of do.
No, that would be my dream. It's to, like, a dream is mine is like all my favorite record labels, like, get an authentic chain from each of them in some way. So, like, you know, if I was, like, producing music and I could do a project for everybody, I'd take a chain. I'd be like, let me get some residuals.
You have
too.
A chain room?
Yeah. I mean, there's only four of them, right? So I mean if I'm thinking about it, so you get a rock chain, a Death Row chain, and probably a No Limit chain. I don't know, something about that tank. That's it,
right? That's another Master P, that dude, man. Like, you hear that conversation, like, do you want, like, $500,000 or to spend a day with this individual?
Yeah.
I think spending a day with Master P, that potential of having that $500,000, just spending that time with him, that would double.
Maybe.
Because that dude got so much. Just look at everything he's
done. I think.
He went and got Snoop. Like, nah, don't do that.
As a businessman, yes, he's very proven. But also, too, he's giving you the blueprint. So I think that you can make it just like he did. Like, he's showing you the way. I think the only problem is, like, people are just afraid to get off the couch sometimes. You know what I mean?
Man, you got the opportunity to talk to somebody like that. You better get off that couch.
For sure. Nah, for sure. Or just pursue it. Like, I mean, I'm guilty of this. Like, I waited till I was older to kind of start doing stuff that, like, I actually have an interest in, you know? Like, even when I was messing with music, because I was riding solo and, like, I didn't, you know, I'll feed off enthusiasm, right? So I'd always use that as a thing. It's like, well, I'm the only person in my crew that really messes with music. Like, this isn't fun, you know what I mean? So I used it as an excuse to hinder me. But
I got to be honest, man, I never knew. Like, I never knew what I wanted to do. It wasn't until, like, I got educated and started really putting two and two together. It's just like, man, you got to figure this out.
Yeah, you have to. But that's why it's cool. I think nowadays everything's so available for young people, man. I'm really glad to see people doing things on their own, having unconventional careers and doing it from their bedroom sometimes, you know what I mean? And, you know, starting podcasts, making music at home, you know what I mean? And like just putting it out on the internet, promoting yourself because of Instagram and all everything that the internet brings, right?
Yeah, man.
Man, can you imagine if like that stuff was more available like when we were younger?
I don't know, because I feel like I'm still stuck on like how things were when you're younger. Remember, I was just saying this the other day, like back in our day,
back in my day,
you be talking to somebody like, "Hey, I'm gonna have to talk to you when I get back home." So imagine how tainted our childhood would have been. I think our childhood would have been a lot crappy if we had the technology we have now back then.
Yeah,
we wouldn't have had that much fun. We wouldn't have been outside. We wouldn't have afternoon cartoons.
Yep.
I mean, said it for the long. That's why kids messed up the day. They ain't got cartoons to watch when they get out of school.
And there are some things that like we should bring back, but I think technology is a blessing and a curse. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. 100%. I feel like it inspires people to do great, be better, move forward, but it also hinders people as well.
No doubt.
People get hung up on a dream that ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
And a dream without a plan is just a dream.
It's a dream deferred. Yeah. So anyways, just get back into this because I had a few more notes I wanted to touch on. So this week, Drake dropped an AI song and it's basically like Tupac, him, and Snoop all in one song singing to Kendrick, like just telling him he needs to get back at Drake. He needs to get back at, you know, trying to like pump, you know, just more fan the flames, basically.
Got dead people ghostwriting for him.
but he wrote it though. Like that's the thing, is like Drake has a very specific cadence, you know, and like I can kind of tell like the songs that what I think he wrote them. So I don't want to say I can confirm it because I can't. But like listen to the only song I can remember the title of is Western Road Flows on one of those albums. And just listen to the cadence, right? It's garbage. There's a reason why none of them are ever singles, right? And he uses the same cadence and he's like, it's a freestyle. And I was just like, okay, I think he does rap this way. This is the only way he knows how to rap. No wonder other people's writing his shit for him. You know what I mean? It's garbage. He could never ever do it on his own. That track is straight trash. I can't believe you would use two fucking legends like that to try to promote something you really can't win. Like,
I wonder how much he pays his ghostwriters.
I don't know.
Because I bet, like, when he got famous, they was just looking at him like,
yeah, no doubt. I mean, everybody's putting out these like this, like, and I hope it's not true, but like, not to be a hater or anything, but good for him as a business person. I don't think a lot of him, so I don't even think he makes his own business choices, because Kanye says that he signed to UMG, gave him a lifetime contract, and gave up a part, you know, portion of his publishing, his masters. But then Joe Budden came out and said that this fool owns a piece of UMG and some other like big conglomerates that own all the record labels and stuff. He's like, so that's why everybody's really mad at Drake, because he owns a part of everything that they do.
Oh, dang.
One way or another.
That's dope.
If it's true, it's a solid move, right?
Yeah.
But I just kind of hope it's not like, true. I mean,
at that point, he don't have to make music. You just sit back and just watch it.
No doubt. And speaking of Michael Jackson, one of the smartest things he ever did was buy the Beatles master. Yeah. You know what I mean?
That's so, what it was the masters. Yeah. Eminem said that stuff and he bought his masters or whatever.
Yeah, I don't think that's true.
We could research it after this.
Well, we can. But the cherry on top, my favorite part of this whole beef so far is, right? My man Ye came out. They did a Like That remix and is just straight cutting BBL Drake down.
I ain't heard it.
You got to listen to it, man. I don't even know if I could play it on here. I'm going to figure that out, or I would. You got to listen to it. It's cold. The whole verse is cold. I mean,
that's what you need to do. Sampling a piece of it in here.
Yeah.
But I don't know. You probably get sued for copyright.
I don't know. I'll trip it. I'll clip it, or I'll link someone else's video to it or something, but we'll listen to it afterwards.
Sued for copyright.
But yeah, the funny thing is though, like, it's like they had this whole concert, like making up concert, where they were doing a concert for Larry Hoover and stuff. Mm-hmm. And you know, they're supposed to be cool on good terms, and then here comes Bipolar Ye out here just lighting them up.
Drake and Yeezy is cool. Yeah. Ye and Drake ain't.
Nah. He said, in the beginning of the track, he's like, yeah, Metro, you got to get the goons in here. We're going to get this pussy for you. And I'm like,
oh my God.
Damn, get him. It's so vulgar. It's, oh my God, such a, I don't know. You know me. You know me. I'm a Ye supporter.
Drake reached out. Yo, Kanye, what you doing? He's like, nah, we good. But Yeezy, not so much. Yeah. You and Yeezy, not so much.
So it's cool, man. Everybody's clout chasing this whole thing. Hopefully, since now I'm clout chasing it, this turns into something. But let's just be clear, right? Sonically, Drake's album, Drake's catalog, sonically, his catalog is fire. But he didn't make that shit. Please, other YouTubers, stop saying Drake has bars. It's not a song. If it's, you didn't write it, they're not your bars. How can you claim them? Right?
He paid for
them. Yeah, okay, there's that.
Because he paid for them. They his now.
He bought them. They're his.
It's like you pay somebody to do your homework. These my answers.
Yeah, but just to sign off, he's still a bitch.
Sheesh.
And I'll leave it on that note. Anything you want to plug before we leave?
Nah, man, I ain't got nothing else.
All right. What you trying to do?
Finna go get something to eat?
Let's do it.
Cool, because we ain't about no dinner.
Peace.